What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign.
What up? It's your boy Wade.
Crunching on crunchy bread. Another episode of Reality Check. We're gonna hit a real tough, touchy topic. We already talked about this on the late night special, live. Abortion. I'm gonna say my feel on it. I'm gonna let Wavy do his shit. You can go first, you know.
Honestly and truly, you know, I don't wanna just say like I'm just on a specific side. Because I do get the aspect of the government shouldn't control a woman's body. Okay, I get that. I get the aspect of if, you know, a child was made in some weird circumstances, such as, you know, rape and that type of thing. But it's always a but, first and foremost.
Look, y'all.
Abortions are used and abused.
Ooh, they bad again.
I felt like at a certain point, like if you look up statistics and numbers, there was way more abortions happening in the past few years than normal. And not every case was a serious situation, like rape and stuff like that. Majority of those cases was one night stands, oopsie daisy.
I just don't want this nigga.
That too. But yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna try to not sovereign it up so much on this segment. Sorry, y'all, my allergies are going nuts. So on this segment, on these segments, are y'all going? This is pretty much chill facts. You know, it's gonna be jokes. It's always gonna be jokes. But what I want to say is this: a lot of y'all, and I'm gonna focus on the women. Y'all can get mad all day long. A lot of women, especially now, are not responsible with their reproductive organs. Y'all are not responsible for your loins. Women don't have loins. Okay. I don't think those.
I get that.
Y'all are not responsible for your punani at all. And I know y'all say, "Well, he didn't have to." Well, you didn't have to open your legs. And so y'all won't play this game with me. I'm taking rape off the table. Because that is something that is one of those things that happened that has nothing to do with this conversation. We're talking about you have control. Because besides rape, women have the control of sex. And that is a fact.
Yeah.
Because if you don't want to have sex, we're not having sex. If we want to have sex, maybe. Y'all have the control of it all. Y'all also have the control of the baby, which personally me, I don't think that's fair, because it could be a situation where I want the child. You can kill it. You can. I'm going to be so raw. And I told y'all it's called Reality Check. You can kill the baby if you want to. I'm just calling it what it is. Kill the baby. Yes, it's a fucking baby. You killed it. I'm just being real, man. Trust me, these reality checks are going to get crazy. You killing it. You can put it on the doorstep. You can get rid of that motherfucker and give it somebody else. In some cases, when the baby born, you can kill that bitch. You probably won't get jail time. What is it? Postpartum depression, whatever. Yeah, I know it's a condition. I'm not saying it don't happen. I'm just saying you see where I'm going with, right? There are many stories of women doing some crazy stuff to their babies. Nothing happens. You know why? because most people in America feels like women are not responsible. Am I the only one who sees this? So my thing is this, and I'm not saying every woman. I know everybody, oh, just use not every. First of all, that's the, let me explain something. This is going to be a little longer than most episodes. The fucking word every and all exists for a reason. If I am talking, that don't mean, if I, okay, and I'm sure Wavy understands. If I'm saying niggas be doing crazy shit, am I talking about all niggas? No, all niggas is crazy shit. It's the ones that are doing crazy shit. Yes. So stop putting, if you could, I personally feel like if you feel like you putting yourself in that category, that means you feel like you're one of them. And I know, I feel like a lot of women don't have responsibility. There are guys that don't have responsibility, but we ain't talking about that right now, all right? Men can't have babies. We're talking about y'all. Do I feel the government should have control of what you do? No. The same as with the COVID shit. My body, my choice. But what are y'all doing? Forcing me to get the stab. What? So what are we doing here? It's like y'all pick and fucking choose. And stop blaming men for all this shit, because there's a whole group of women who love this shit. They was happy when that shit passed. So I don't know what is this. Maybe it's a setup to get, what's it called? Tension and all that shit.
You know it's a separation.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, did y'all know Planned Parenthood was designed to hinder black folks. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what, you know, y'all do. We may talk about these topics. That's actually a good topic to do on the main show. But these are things you should research. And again, we're not saying you don't have the choice to do what you want. You do what the fuck you want to do. You fuck a chicken if you want. I don't fucking care. What am I doing? Stop you? You fuck that chicken. but let's be honest about reality. You know what you fucking doing. All I'm saying is what it is. It is what it is. I don't agree with murder in certain cases. Like, not like going and killing niggas. I mean like, what's it called? I'm about to say execution. The death penalty. I don't agree with it on certain cases. Now, murder, you can kill somebody, yeah. You get that motherfucking shit. But I feel like it should be, it depends on what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like, oh, y'all strike, y'all choke. Now, you done slaughtered a whole bunch of bitches and niggas. Yeah, your ass, you know where you are. But I don't know. It's America pick and choose what they fucking do. This the same country that fucking slaughter men, women, and children in a village for the freedom. So y'all killing babies don't bother me because y'all kill each other like it ain't nothing. So this just shows me how America is in general and how humans are. And the next episode after this, we're going to be talking about human nature. You got anything else, Wavy?
Wrap it up. Close your legs.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention it. It's so much birth control in this world. Mm-hmm. If you get pregnant, you got pregnant on purpose. You know, fucking accident. I accidentally came. You really? Really? And niggas, stop coming in, bitches. Goddamn. Pull out, at least. Shit, y'all just... My mama always said, if you don't like that motherfucker... She didn't say motherfucker. She don't cuss like that. I've never heard my mom cuss. Except for one time she got mad. She said the D word. Not even like the harshest cuss word. But what I want to say is this. Men, stop. Women, too. If you don't like that person, why are you having sex with that person? If you know that nigga ain't shit, why are you having a sex with him? You 90% of the time. No, more. I'm going to say 95. 95% of the time. You know that motherfucker ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Women, stop doing that shit. Oh, I didn't know he was pretending. Pretending my ass. Fool me once, shame on you. I get that part. One time, I get that. I've been fooled. my dumb ass fault. Let these bitches fool me. I'd have been fooled. See, the first time, we're fine. You know, I ain't know no better. The other couple times, I knew better. So what's your excuse? Reality check, nigga. Mm-hmm. We out this bitch.
Back to the base.
Yes, sir. Wait, you're telling me you're not listening to the podcast? Your friends aren't? Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your dad, your mom, your sister, your brother, your dog? You are not listening to Truth Talk? You are not listening to the late night special? What's wrong with you? Who raged? Let me tell you something. You're missing out on an awesome and amazing and informed show. So please sit your butts down. If you got Spotify, you better get it. If you got iTunes, you better get it. Or any else, you can get your podcast sources, also Anchor. So show some love and check out WCOD Studios. Also subscribe to both YouTube channels and Instagram. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.